afternoon, Audioboo. I just thought I'd get something off my chest, really, because I'm having a bit of a weird old day. I started off listening to Demi Russo, or Demis Roussos, or however I should have learned how to pronounce his name out of respect years ago, but I haven't. Which is all about sort of like, you know, taking... you know, making sure you get the most out of your experiences, really, without getting pretentious about it all. You know, telling you to sort of like, you know, not live on the edge of your life, sort of, I guess, live in your life and at the edge of a smile, that kind of thing. You know, it's a really good song. It's really simple words. It's just, it's one of those things that, you know, everyone has a song that speaks to them a little bit when they want to feel positive, and that one does for me. So, you know, it was a good start today. And then the rest's just been complete weirdness. I've, interspersed with some genuine sort of like human warmth, which and sort of a feeling of not being, not suffering alone, sort of thing, of an illness. Just because I've had an email from someone from Audioboo, actually, top fella who contacted me, and I contacted him, and then he contacted me back. And it's bizarre. The second email's just come through. It's even more revelationary to me. It speaks to me because he's got such a similar pattern of things in his life to the way mine's got been, and well, a lot of similarities, not all, but it's fascinating, and it's only happened because of Audioboo and me taking a gamble and thinking that rather than writing a diary to try and take me through this recovery process, I'd embrace technology and audio microblog about it. You know, I run a game community. I've not even told them that I'm on here. I don't think any of them listen. Maybe one or two who are closer friends of mine that know, you know, maybe on Twitter and that kind of thing. But so yeah, it's like it's weird now because I'm sort of starting to get to know people a little bit, and yet the thing I was doing that was so easy was just talking to people I didn't have a clue who they were. And but on the other hand, everyone's been really sound, you know, really nice, really supportive. No one's, you know, I was dreading being a typical, you know, the way you get backlashes a bit about any sort of new technology and various presses, and people want to sort of say something controversial or say something that's just outspoken, and I was dreading being like taken as an example of the audio being full of nutter emos who want to moan about their own lives, because the point about it for me is that, well, yes, I am using it for that, but at least I'm not moaning about my own life in my own life when I'm not audio booing, and that's much better and preferable. So, like, screw the rest of the cynics, frankly, if there is any. I don't know. I'm not considering that. I'm probably about to run out of time. Well, 3:20, okay. I'll get to the point really quickly because I've just broken a rule and deleted an Audioboo because it was just... I didn't get even close to the point, and I talked 5 minutes after the time was up, and I think it did me good. You know, I was talking. Talking therapy, who needs a counsellor? Which is the sort of main theme of this, really, which is that because of today, because of panic attack leaving the house, because I crapped myself just as I was having my panic attack and had to come back in the house and have a shower and wash my clothes. And I say it matter of fact because I've experienced it many times, usually in a suit on the way to some important meeting or a court. And I'm not a lawyer, before you hate me. So yeah, and I've missed my counselling. Basically, it's at 3 o'clock. I have it once a week. I have been given 8 by the NHS and told that if I miss any, then I don't get to add them up or whatever, you know, aggregate them. It's just a bit, you know. Yeah, that's what it's a bit. Sigh. The other bizarre thing is, I'm sort of, Poppy's trained me to sit in my kitchen chair. I thought I'd trained her because she never bothers me when I'm here, but what's happened is if she goes for my toes at any point and I'm in a panicky way, instead of dealing with that, I just sit in my chair and she leaves me alone, and I haven't really left it today. So I'm going to force myself out in the park. You might have to put up with me for a bit longer. I might have to boo in the park just